body respond over the next 24 hours, like after that game?
The body's a resilient thing. It feels good. I came in and got some recovery and did a light workout and feel really good. We had a good workout today just to get things moving again, so excited to go on to the next week.
Are you any more sore, you know, the last 48 hours here than after, you know, another game?
No, I mean maybe a little bit, but that's football. I feel good now. I feel great. I felt great out there today, so it's on to the next one.
Nick, would you rather have your left tackle stand up the way he did, or your left tackle in there for the final 10 minutes?
You know, it goes back to I love Jason. It was a reaction thing. I wouldn't want to have anyone else right there. And he reacted and he had my back. And I'll support Jason Peters forever. So I have his back and he reacted. That's why, you know, that's why I feel comfortable in that pocket, because my old linemen have me and they're going to protect me no matter what.
What has the reaction been like from your teammates after that game, after that hit, the fact that you were able to stay in there?
The team, we, like I said, it's a family. We all support each other. We stick together, and that's the big thing.
With the new offensive line, with the new changes and everything, with all the injuries, has that kind of changed your clock at all and how you sense pressure? Or you get rid of the ball quicker because of that?
No, I'm still dropping. You always try to get the ball out in a timely manner. You can't hold it on, hold it too long back there, but I try to really assess what's going on the defense and just try to get the ball out of my hands fast in general. And sometimes it takes a little bit longer because of what we have called and just being smart with the ball. But no, I trust those guys to block for me. They know that, and I know they're going to do their job.
In 2012, it seemed there were a lot of struggles with the line, especially after Kelsey got hurt in that second game. What does the line need to do, the offense need to do, to kind of survive without Jason, and in particular, your chemistry on the snaps and the calls, what they look like?
We just have to play like we always have. And Jason Kelsey is, you know, amazing. And he's really a rock to that O-line. But I know that Molk is going to do an amazing job. Like he went into that game like he has. He had gone into the game before in a position he had never played. And he was resilient. So he's going to go in there and he's going to do his job. Because I count on him. He's learned from Jason. He's learned from Coach Stout and all those guys next to him. So they depend on him, and they depend on each other. They work together as a core group. So he's going to do a great job while Jason's, you know, healing.
What do you see out of San Francisco, Nick?
Just getting into San Fran. I mean, they have a very talented team. They've had some close games and some tough losses, so I know they're going to be ready to play this game.
Nick, you took a pretty good beating your last year at Arizona. When you were coming out meeting with teams, did a lot of them talk about that, about the way they were impressed with you able to keep getting up and fighting?
They had talked about it, but it just goes back to football. Football is a contact sport where you're going to get hit. I know that. And I know that part of playing quarterback is staying in that pocket and delivering the ball no matter what. And it's also part of our job to sometimes it is going to break down the line and move around and make plays on our feet. I had to do that a little bit at Arizona, but like those guys blocked their butts off for me there, and I depended on them, and they did a great job while I was there.
Did you learn anything from that play, maybe being too close to the action? I mean, would it be better maybe to be away so you don't take that hit that Baker gave you?
No, I mean, I was trying to just – you as a quarterback, you're taught to sort of funnel them back into the guys. And at the point where I had seen them, the guys were taking them down, and then the hit happened. I was trying to do my job because you don't want them to score on that.
Are you going to have to wear anything on your wrist?
Nope. Feel good.
What do you think it takes for a quarterback not to get skittish in the pocket after taking hit after hit after hit?
I don't know. I think it's just a – you just have to have faith. You got to trust. You just got to trust your line. You got to trust yourself. And a lot of guys, especially young quarterbacks, you get hit a lot. It's tough. Your clock starts going fast. And even NFL players, we at times you get hit a bunch of times. Your clock starts going faster. And the big thing is you just have to calm yourself down. Take deep breaths. Go back to your reads. Go back to really thinking through the play and filling the pocket. And that's the big thing.
Two more guys. Two.
In talking to your teammates after the game, they really described kind of how fired up you were, especially after that play. Was it any different than you've been in past games? Did you show more emotion than you typically did?
I just reacted what naturally came to me. And, yeah, I was fired up after that. That was a big part of the game right there. It wasn't an interception. guy dropped the ball, and we had an opportunity to go out there. And it was a time we really needed to go down and score, and it's a division opponent, and we wanted to go down there and score. So I was fired up. Everybody was fired up.
Nick, you saw the video. You saw replays of that hit that you did take from Baker. Do you think he deserves to be fined for that?
I'm not going to comment anymore on the hit. That's not my decision. It's the league's decision. I'm going to let them do their job, and I'm going to go do my job and take care of my teammates. Thanks,